This past week, a report by the New York Times said that following the January 6th Capitol insurrection, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told fellow members of GOP leadership in a phone call that he was going to tell Donald Trump to resign from the presidency. This report was also a preview, by the way, of what the book This Will Not Pass, which is by Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns, will reveal. That's being released on May 5th. McCarthy, of course, denied the story. Never happened. Fake news. One small problem, Kevin. We got the audio. The voices you'll hear on this are Kevin McCarthy, who Trump once called Steve McCarthy, and Liz Cheney, who, by the way, her office said they did not leak this audio. This was before she became public enemy number one on Trump Island. Check this out.
Liz, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Kevin. I guess there's a question. When we were talking about the 25th Amendment resolution, and you asked if you know what happens if it gets there after he's gone, is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. No, it'll pass the House. I think there's a chance it'll pass the Senate even when he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if he did resign, would it not happen? Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get into any conversations about Pence pardoning anything like that. I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it, but I don't know.
Poor Steve McCarthy, so misunderstood.